day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org. All right, welcome back. Sharp triple-digit gains continue to move into the cattle complex as markets posted strong upward market support over the past two consecutive days. This helped to spark some additional longer-term interest into the market and potentially setting market lows in nearby contracts. Corn prices higher today in light trade December corn futures, about a quarter of a cent per bushel higher. The Dow Jones 76 points lower, while NASDAQ is up 2 points. In live cattle, strong triple-digit support quickly moved into the nearby live cattle complex, with traders focused on the overall strength that started to redevelop on Tuesday. This entire week is a little odd given the Thanksgiving Day holiday and overall limiting trade volume in all contracts. Firm follow-through buying, though, has helped to bring some traders aggressively back to the market as they focus on longer-term support and the potential to regain losses seen in early November. Trade expected to remain sluggish throughout the end of the session, although the focus on previous gains may help to solidify nearby and deferred market buying activity. Cash cattle activity remained sluggish today with no trade developing due to light to moderate trade already seen this week. It's expected that most activity, especially in the south, has already been put to bed. Over in feeder cattle, strong buying was seen in the cattle markets today. The focus on the light trade limiting overall market resistance, helping to secure triple-digit gains across all markets. This overall support in the complex may bring about additional volatility on Friday when the few traders willing to move back into the market on the shortened trading session trickle into the market. Grain futures, meanwhile, were steady to higher today as traders squared positions ahead of the holiday. Corn prices, though, tried to move higher after recovering from a little early selling overnight. Soybeans were higher after coming back from early selling to turn higher towards the end of trading in Asia. And wheat prices tried to hold on to gains after two-sided trade overnight. Yesterday's short covering rally, though, couldn't attract much in the way of follow-through buying, which left the market to drift here ahead of the holiday. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.